From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Israeli police on Tuesday recommended indicting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for bribery in two criminal investigations, but the Israeli leader calls the allegations baseless. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
Minutes after the police published their findings, Netanyahu went on national television to deny any wrongdoing. He said the allegations are baseless and described the affair as a witch hunt. The prime minister said he is sure that the truth will come to light, and he vowed to remain in power. Israeli opposition leaders said Netanyahu is clearly corrupt and demanded his resignation. But under Israeli law, he is not required to resign. The final decision on an indictment rests with the Attorney General, Robert Berger, for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Top United States intelligence officials told Congress Tuesday that Russia intends to impact the 2018 U.S. midterm elections. National Intelligence Director Dan Coats said the U.S. expects Russia to use propaganda, social media, and other means to try to build on its operations and exacerbate American divisions.
There should be no doubt that Russia perceived that its past efforts as successful and views the 2018 U.S. midterm elections as a potential target for Russian influence operations.
The Secretary General of the African National Congress told the party's National Executive Committee they decided to recall President Jacob Zuma. This is VOA News. Deputy UN Political Affairs Chief Miroslav Zhenka said a Reuters investigation into the killing of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar and other reports of grave abuses demand attention and action.
And we're looking forward to an amicable solution.
Reuters has now published the story these journalists were working on, a deeply disturbing account of the execution of 10 Rohingya men in Indian village Mongdo in northern Rakhine State. The Associated Press has also published a report of 5 mass graves in Gudarpin village in Butidong.
He also called for the release of 2 detained Reuters journalists. The biggest U.S. force in years joined in an annual military exercise in Thailand Tuesday, despite controversy over the Thai junta's invitation to neighboring Myanmar's army, which has been accused of ethnic cleansing. U.S. Ambassador Glenn T. Davies attended the opening ceremonies and said, "It's very important to understand that what we're doing today in the next 10 days is exercising capabilities that are essential for the region." Russian investigators said Tuesday that a Russian plane's pilots failed to turn on the heating unit for its measuring equipment, resulting in flawed speed data. The Interstate Aviation Committee said that Sunday's crash that killed 71 people near Moscow occurred after the pilots saw varying data in the plane's 2 airspeed indicators. The Pacific island of Tonga on Tuesday began a cleanup from the cyclone that devastated the Parliament House, homes, and churches, and was intensifying as it headed towards Fiji. Graham Kenna is with the National Disaster Management Office.
It's sad to see because a lot of the heritage buildings in town have been destroyed. And there are a lot of houses that have lost their roofs or lost part of the houses.
There were no immediate reports of serious injuries or deaths. Japanese short track speed skater Kai Sato failed an out-of-competition doping test on his arrival at the Winter Olympics and was expelled from the Games. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.